Your inner health currency continued from last month. What you say and how you express yourself paints the picture of who you are inside and out. The more I study health and the latest research in neuroscience, the more I am convinced that the words you may be using could be working against you. The brain, what I call your inner health currency mint, will record every word you say to infinity and will keep on printing more of those words as you continue speaking to yourself. These will eventually be stored and make up what you'll believe about yourself and what you think you can or cannot become as time passes, whether a counterfeit or a legitimate, genuine expression of yourself. Remember too that the words you speak to yourself and others gives others permission to speak back in the same currency exchange, whether uplifting words or diminishing, negative, and depleting words. On the other side of the coin, you can discover that speaking respectfully and empathetically to yourself will garner higher dividends. Why is this important? Because it's like a bucket that captures all the value accumulated over the years as you invest, and as time passes, you see higher yields in your inner health currency account. On that same side of the coin, you'll find that others are observing and being inspired to add more value to you and to themselves, thus increasing revenue as they speak to you in a high commodity tone, in life, at work, and at play. All win-wins. You see, healthy conversations are like money. The healthier the conversations you have with yourself and others, the higher health currency value you gain. Little by little, or exponentially, it will increase your respectful self-worth and happiness stature in life. You'll reach your goals quicker by replacing existing negative word currency with new high-value words. And you'll want to continue to invest with positive words that keep you focused, motivated, and moving toward those timely health goals. Instead of lamenting and complaining what and where you are, or what has not yet happened for you, what I call emotional, mental, and spiritual bankruptcy. Be inner currency word smart. Continue investing in inner health currency every day and see your inner health profit margin increase. Becoming a health currency artist. The popular phrase says, a picture is worth a thousand words. With that said, why not create a new version of yourself? A vision of what and who you want to become. Literally, draw a sketch, paint a picture, or design the structure, the frame, or body form you wish to fit in. Not a perfect body, of course, because no one on earth is perfect. You can start from within. Carefully think of word currency that will build up your new vocabulary bank account. Start investing in worthwhile health acquisitions, starting right now. Practice until you become fluent in health currency negotiation talk, and picture yourself succeeding in having profitable conversations with yourself and others. Keep in mind the real formula needed to reach a robust health profit margin. Change your thinking, change your health, change your words, change your life. Interrupting your mental state and recreating new thinking patterns. Changing your present thinking to improve your health and recreating words in order to design your new healthy life takes work, no question. However, you can do this. You have what it takes. Why do I say this? Because more and more health-conscious people are already achieving it every day. This is not something you will hear in popular media channels because they're not interested or benefit financially. So why not start right now by making a copy of the list shown below? Then start practicing it. Replace "I can't eat" with "I prefer to," "I'll give it a try," or "I'll taste it." Start saying no to foods that kill you softly. Say yes to foods that love you and give you nourishment. Learn how you can train your taste buds. Investigate and experiment with nutrients. Begin a relationship with superfoods. Learn the definition of unhealthy, then stay away from it. Be curious about food tastes and flavors. Reduce the amount of food you eat, one serving at a time. Be selective when ordering at restaurants. Think this or that, instead of this and that when eating out. Let your weight scale be your friend. Spend time together every morning. Be a good influence on others by choosing healthier. Make it a goal to read and learn about health and nutrition regularly. Spend time with healthy eaters. Let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. Go out to dance, but stay home to eat. Steal pockets of time to stretch and move your body. Nourish your mind by studying how to become healthier. Become your own doctor, but hire a health practitioner. Purchase the book Prescription for Nutritional Healing, latest edition. Be your own best health advocate and advisor. Make a 6-month appointment with yourself for a routine check-in. Be a great example in healthful living so others want to copy it. If you need help or guidance, don't forget to simply ask, seek, and knock. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened. In conclusion, be assured that growing your healthy word currency and expanding your new vocabulary bank will make it worthwhile and fun investing and growing a very profitable lifestyle choices portfolio. Thanks for listening.